This is Jay Sekulo. It's been confirmed an American killed in the Barcelona ISIS terror attack.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
Police mounting a quick response early this morning to the second assault in Cambrils, as they now say both attacks are linked to an explosion on Wednesday night in the Spanish town of Alcanar.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Whoever is responsible should know that the United States of America, together with our allies, will find and punish those responsible and drive the evil of radical Islamic terror from the face of the earth.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So we've got a confirmation here, and a sad one, and that is an American was killed in the terror attack in Spain. Of course, we're our thoughts, sympathies, and prayers for all those victims, the 14 that are now dead, many injured in another attack on European soil, this time again by radical Islamic terrorists. This was ISIS. I'm glad that the vice president called it exactly what it was. There was also another series of attacks that were unfolding in Barcelona, or out, actually about 90 miles from Barcelona in Spain. What's interesting about this, and it's something I said before, it always amazes me that after these events happen, you have a series of arrests that take place immediately. I mean, usually within hours. Right now, you've got 9 terrorists that are either arrested or killed. One that was killed at a house where the bomb making was going on, and obviously the bomb making wasn't going as they had planned. And then you have the driver of the Barcelona attack still out right now and on the loose. But then they went and did a sweep, as they always do in Europe, and all of a sudden they start arresting, you know, almost sometimes dozens of people.
Yeah, I expect that will be the case here. I mean, they had a second van attack last night in Barcelona. So while many of us were sleeping, we woke up to the news that not in Barcelona, but outside in the same region in Cambrils, which is south of Barcelona, 6 people were injured when attackers drove into pedestrians. 5 terrorists were in that van. The people were only injured at this point. It has been killed. So unfortunately, one person was killed in that attack, an innocent person, and they were wearing fake suicide belts. All 5 of those terrorists have been killed. So there were 3 incidents yesterday. There was the van attack in Barcelona, the van attack south of Barcelona, which also caused loss of life, and then a terrorist who exploded himself while trying to make a bomb in another region in the Barcelona region.
All right, we're going to take calls on this. We want your comments on it as well. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. The United States had a strong response to this, but there is a massive manhunt underway right now in Spain because the individual that drove the truck into the pedestrians, he is still out on the loose. Also, one of the individuals that's been arrested had a tremendous amount of anti-Israel material on his social media accounts. Again, this is all part of this ISIS regime approach to this. And the utilization of this type of method of terror actually started in Israel when Palestinian terrorists when they were working on a construction site, would use a bulldozer to ram into people. Then they started using vehicles. Kind of the approach that they said. And then there was a ridiculous statement by Wolf Blitzer where he compared the Charlottesville attack, which is horrific, as I said, and said, was Barcelona a copycat? And that makes, when you think about that for a moment, that makes no sense in the sense that this has been an ISIS method and a radical jihadist Islamic method that the radical group in these neo-Nazi groups have taken over or are utilizing. But this ISIS is not inspired by Charlottesville. No. Charlottesville was a standalone act of violence, murder, death, and hatred, and we condemn it as we have.
The fact that that's where Wolf Blitzer and CNN goes first in their head. It's not to terrorism. It's not to Islam. It's to white nationalists in Charlottesville. Like, that is what is inspiring international terrorism in Spain. It is absurd. It does a disservice to both events and the victims of both because it's unrelated acts of violence. But this larger issue of Islamic terror, we are still facing world. This is a wake-up call.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open right now. 1-800-684-3110. They actually just filled up. I'm sure they will open up. 1-800-684-3110. Call in now and join us on Facebook and Periscope. We're right back.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice is now more important than ever. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're successfully challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. And we're defending Israel at the United Nations. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can participate online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to put a context here. We've got a report now that confirmed that an American was killed in this attack in Barcelona. We also know that ISIS has claimed responsibility for it. These kind of attacks go back really to about 7-8 years ago. They started using, jihadists started using vehicles as weapons. And as I said right before the break, in Israel, what they did was they were like, if you had Palestinian guys working on a construction site, would then take their bulldozer, full steam it, even though it's not moving that quickly, but it could create, and it did create, tremendous casualties. And so the jihadists were using vehicles. And then, of course, we have a whole series of those and a whole timeline, which I need to get here. And Professor Hutchinson is going to join us in the next segment of the broadcast to go over that. But then there was this statement by Wolf Blitzer, which to me just kind of points to why the media won't focus on, they will never call it radical jihadist terror. And listen to the way Wolf Blitzer puts in explaining what happened in Barcelona.
There will be questions about copycats. There will be questions if what happened in Barcelona was at all a copycat version of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, even though there may be different characters, different political ambitions. They use the same killing device, a vehicle going at high speed into a group, a large group of pedestrians.
I mean, you're almost speechless when you hear Wolf Blitzer's commentary. That ISIS, radical jihadist, were influenced by the individuals that committed evil, hatred, and death in Charlottesville.
A neo-Nazi
group, which we're condemning without equivocation, and that they inspired ISIS. Except ISIS and radical jihadists are the ones that have been using this for 8 years. I mean, this is
when you wonder,
why did CNN feel compelled to go to that comparison rather than condemning this as radical jihadist terrorism? Yeah, I mean, that what took place in Barcelona. What is the rationale for that?
Wolf Blitzer knows that this has been happening in Israel. Would he compare that? What he's said was this white supremacist in Charlottesville inspired by the Palestinians who have used this method against Israelis? No, he never would have jumped to that conclusion. You know, it's politics. It's sickening. It's people like that should be taken off the air after comments like that. They're just as offensive to victims on all sides. Those comparisons, they are wrong, and they are trying to immediately politicize a situation. We all knew what this was. We knew it was an act of terror. We knew it was either related to one of two things: domestic terrorism in Spain, but that was unlikely because of where it was. Those are the terrorist groups in Spain that are domestic and not religiously affiliated. don't usually attack that area because that's where they're based. So what do you go to next when you look at this? Islamic terrorism. You don't jump to white supremacist-inspired attacks. And then we have, of course, terror cells here. So this is, to me, it's sickening how the news can report what it should be just breaking news and putting news forward. Stop speculating. We were very careful yesterday on the broadcast not to speculate. We said it may, in fact, become this, but it may be this. And yet Wolf Blitzer had no problem jumping right to trying to make a comparison to what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, to Barcelona, Spain. I mean, think about that. Where and all loss of life is sickening, and we pray for all those families. And it's all these actors are horrendous. They are all, in a sense, terrorists because they've induced terror. But let me say, I mean, in Charlottesville, you had one person carry out an attack on a group that led to injuries and one person being killed. Yeah. In Barcelona, you have a massive terror cell being uncovered by the Islamic State. You know, they claim responsibility with bomb makers, with two van attacks, with
and by the way, we're not saying that what happened in Charlottesville we're just saying that one had nothing to do with the other. They were both acts of terror, but one had nothing to do with
one
the other.
One was a terror cell that was ready to keep attacking. Another was probably a not so premeditated. We're talking about months of premeditation in Barcelona, if not years. We also know that one of the attackers in Barcelona, if it's true, the reporting, he was in Morocco until just a few days before this event. Who knows where he was? That's his nationality. But who knows where he was before Morocco?
Yep.
Because you could go from Morocco right to anywhere. More of a terrorist hotbed. Morocco is not.
All right, let's go ahead and take some comments or phone calls. Phone lines are open at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Logan?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go to David in Pasadena, California. On line four, you're on the air.
Hi, David. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Jay. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show. My question is, will this strengthen Trump's argument to move the Muslim ban from a temporary ban to a permanent one in view of the Supreme Court's decision?
Yeah, so look, I mean, first of all, I don't classify it as a Muslim ban. It's because 54 of the Muslim majority countries are not part of the subject to this restriction. So this is a ban or a restriction, a pause, if you will, for six particular countries of origin. But here's the fact. I mean, the Supreme Court upheld in large part, really unanimously as to the guts of the executive order in this stay that was issued. Now, we just filed our brief yesterday at the Supreme Court of the United States, so we're fully engaged in this. I suspect that is going, you're going to see some movement on that issue. The Supreme Court will hear it in the fall. I'm telling you what, I think it's going to still be 9-0. So but it shows the need to protect your borders. Now, Morocco, Spain, I mean, there's a lot of interplay there. So, but these, again, I think anytime you have international acts of terror, there's an issue and people understand. I think the American people and nine justices of the Supreme Court, remember, nine justices of the Supreme Court said the bulk of the order was constitutional. So there you go. I mean, the most liberal, the most conservative in that regard. Three justices said the entire matter should have been constitutional. That it was Gorsuch, Alito, and Clarence Thomas. So, but again, American Center for Law and Justice filed a brief at the Supreme Court on that case yesterday. Logan?
Should we take another call?
Yeah, let's
do it. All right, let's go to David in Law Line 1 in Alaska.
Hey, David.
Yeah, you alluded to it earlier. Why does it take a terrorist attack for authorities to start tracking these guys down? Why aren't the authorities more proactive in coordinating preventative steps to preventing these murders?
Yeah, David, this is something I've been talking about for a long time because it is I feel like I'm saying it every time there's one of these terror attacks. Why is it that 15 minutes later, 20 people are arrested? And that's because the surveillance methodology and the approach that is reactive, not proactive. And they will weigh civil liberties in these issues. But if you've got somebody that is under that kind of surveillance, and you ask yourself, why were they not under that kind of surveillance at that particular time? Again, not faulting the police, but I'm just saying it's ironic to me, or not ironic, but it's troubling to me that they have these mass sweeps afterwards, and they pick up all these people after the fact. And that's we saw that in East France. We've seen that in London. We saw that in Manchester. I mean, it's just that's what happens. I mean, there were some of these sweeps. Yep, we'll pick up the Islamic radicals that have been everyone. Look, in the United States, Omar Martin was interviewed by the FBI. Yeah. We had the father of the shooter at the Jacksonville airport. or Fort Lauderdale Airport, saying, hey, my son's not Sable. He's saying he's radical jihadist. Now he's been influenced
by this.
Went to the FBI himself, and they said, oh, well, we'll just follow and see what happens. Omar Martin was interviewed twice.
And then one of these attackers spent time in prison as well in Morocco. Yeah. They all follow a pattern. The only excuse that has been given by these law enforcement officials, and I don't think it's a very good one, and it's very scary if it's true, is that there's so many of these people that they just can't keep, they don't have the resource to keep track of them.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe with the technology we have today, with the like the bomb maker, okay? You should, if you know this house is a suspected radical, you drive by with radiation technology every once in a while and you see, is there anything bizarre going on there? These people who are formerly in prison, you track those kind of individuals. You know, why is it so easy for them to rent cars? They just got back from a trip to a questionable area of the world. Now, it's a Moroccan national, so maybe not as questionable. You know what? When they have this permanent citizen, permanent status there, he didn't even need a visa to come to the U.S.
No, I know.
I mean, that's what you know. You understand Europe is affecting us.
Yep.
By allowing a pathway to America for these terrorists as well, potentially.
Logan, do we have a comment you want to take before the break here?
Yeah, I could try to pull up one. A lot of people are commenting about the Wolf Blitzer comment. Seth's going in, CNN should be ashamed of herself.
Yeah, they should be. I mean, what possessed him to say
after
that?
After attacking you for the, when they won't cover our FOIA.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that after the break.
We talked about that yesterday.
Should I do it now?
I mean, you got a minute and a half.
Oh,
you
let me
lead
do it.
Into it.
So CNN, who I was on, how many times? I can't even count.
But beg you to be on every day.
Yeah, begging me.
If you'll talk about Russia.
Yeah, if I'll talk about Russia. But when there's nothing to talk about Russia, I'm not going on because there's nothing to talk about in the Russia probe, right? I'm putting in my hat here as the president's lawyer. So immediately they write an article that says Jay Sekulow won't go on our networks, and he went on Fox. Yeah, he went on Fox. What was he talking about? His the Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton meeting where we won that order to get the documents released, that the FBI then reopened up the FOIA request that they denied documents exist. So I said, you want to cover that on CNN? I'll be happy to come on. No response on that.
The producers didn't respond.
You
actually
emailed
them to that.
Yeah,
right?
I did. And then, you know, so then let me take it a step further. I mean, this is kind of the next step in all of this. So then as you're putting this together, and I don't know, I'm not saying anything here. We had a big win in our IRS case yesterday. So I'm sure over the next week that's going to get some news, except probably not on CNN, who instead are going to be comparing the horrific act in Charlottesville and whether that was what happened in Spain was a copycat of Charlottesville. Except that kind of horrific terrorism, both of them horrific terrorism, has been taking place for more than half a decade. We'll go through that when we come back in the next segment of the broadcast. We'll also take your calls and comments. Logan, let everybody know what they can do to participate.
That's right. We've got a line open at 1-800-684-3110. You can always get your comments in on social media. That's at Facebook or Periscope or on Twitter. Look at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at Logan Sekulow. You can also find us on ACLJ.org and the ACLJ app. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice is now more important than ever. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're successfully challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal courts. And we're defending Israel at the United Nations. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can participate online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support.
Been doing it.
Back. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. American is killed and American also wounded in this terrible, horrific terror attack in Barcelona, Spain. And then you had this situation with Wolf Blitzer, which to me is inexplicable, where I'm going to play it for you because, I mean, the comparison is actually the reverse of this, if anything. So let me play for you what Wolf Blitzer said about tying Charlottesville into Barcelona.
There will be questions about copycats. There will be questions if what happened in Barcelona was at all a copycat version of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, even though there may be different characters, different political ambitions.
Okay, I stop right there. So if anything, it's a ridiculous analysis. Radical ISIS jihadists have been doing this for 6 or 7 years, okay? So maybe what happened was the terrorists in Charlottesville copied ISIS, but not the other way around here. Okay, I mean, this is where, but CNN immediately had to do what? They immediately had to go to tie it back somehow to their Charlottesville coverage because they didn't want to call it radical jihadist terror.
No, they didn't want to talk about Islamic people killing innocent civilians because that's what it is. Islam that inspires these terrorists, a religion that inspires these individuals to kill innocent people across Western Europe and Western civilization. So instead, they want to refocus on a single neo-Nazi who carried out an extremely violent and horrific act
of terror
on one occasion. We have not seen so far across our country in the recent decades, thankfully, mass incidents of terrorism involving white nationalism. Okay, we know these groups exist.
And they've done acts of terror before.
It is very rare these days. It is very rare.
Well, I mean, you go back to, you look at them, they're horrific when you have them, because you had the Oklahoma City, the tower.
Yes.
You've had we just had Charlottesville. But to compare the two and to, I'm not saying, listen, in my mind, they're both acts of terrorism. Yep. But to say, was Barcelona, Harry, you know, inspired by Charlottesville, what world are you living in? Radical jihadist terrorist groups have been doing this for an awful long time. Go ahead, Harry.
Absolutely. And I think CNN is compelled to offer that comparison, however inapt it may be, because they are compelled to follow political correctness all the way down. And so in some sense, they are trying to fit Islamic terror into neo-Nazism, as Jordan correctly points out.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call, and then we'll get more comments in. Let's go to Mike in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
I just want to say that, you know, as an independent, you know, when I was 18, many years ago, I registered as an independent, and I've never seen in my lifetime this kind of division. And it's not surprising to me at all that CNN's Wolf Blitzer would make comments like this. This is no surprise. They've been lying about everything. I mean, anybody that believes a poll nowadays, come on, really? I don't believe any poll about anything anymore.
Well, here's the thing with Wolf Blitzer that bothered me on that. And again, it's that they will not go to what the cause of the problem is in Barcelona, which was clearly, and we hesitated until we knew the facts. We do that. I mean, there's a report of another attack in Finland, but we're not getting into that,
right?
Because Harry, at this point, we cannot confirm who
we
was
don't
responsible.
Have the evidence.
Yeah. So there's a little thing. It's called, we don't have the evidence. So we didn't report on what that means and give you a legal analysis or a political analysis or a terror alert on what that means. We know what happened in Barcelona, act of terror. We know that what happened in Charlottesville, in my view, an act of terror. But to say that Charlottesville inspired Barcelona, I mean, I think they get it actually backwards. And Harry, I want him to go over and explain that, because the radical jihadists have been doing this for, you know, really, if you include the Israel tragedies on it and the Israel terror attacks, for over a decade, where they've taken, you know, bulldozers and cars and used these as weapons. And the neo-Nazi in Charlottesville, if anything, copycatted what the jihadists were doing. So, again, but to go the other way around here, I think it was a bizarre statement. But let's go ahead and talk about it. You've done an analysis, Harry, of what's happened here.
Absolutely. So the Barcelona terror attack fits a distinct pattern, one that the radical Islamic jihadis have called for quite some time. You're quite correct to look to the history in Israel. So we could actually go back 8 to 10, maybe even 12 years yep. with respect to vehicular attacks. So in addition to the attack in Barcelona, there was another attack or planned attack in Cambrils, Spain. Last year, there was a Bastille a day attack in Nice, killing over 80 people and yep. injuring hundreds. Paris has suffered from two vehicular attacks. Recently in Paris, a 36-year-old Algerian man ran his BMW into the barracks in western Paris. In Columbus, Ohio, we had an individual who attacked pedestrians and then got out and stabbed a number of individuals on the Ohio State campus. London has been targeted by two van or vehicular attacks just this year, killing tons of people. So Wolf Blitzer and CNN are looking to fit the facts to a predetermined narrative, and it won't work. It won't wash.
Well, why wouldn't they just do this? This is what I don't understand. Why, if CNN wanted to draw this comparison, why didn't they just say the neo-Nazi groups, which are, in my view, are domestic terrorists, copied what
they're
the—
They're treated like that by our law enforcement, like the FBI
are.
Has divisions.
Yes, yeah, so why didn't they say they copycatted what ISIS has been doing, which is true. Why would you say that Barcelona was somehow inspired by the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville? Again, I'm not trying to belabor the point. I'm just trying to draw. The media will not go to the radical jihadist issue. Meanwhile, 14 people are dead, including an American. And then they have the sweep, of course, of, you know, we pick them all up after the fact, which Jordan was just talking about, and that justification for that is now we have cause. Well, except they were on your list already. And that happened, by the way, in the United States, too. We've had that same problem.
Yeah, it's been a whole problem for law enforcement. That's why we've said there needs to be a whole change in the approach of how you track, monitor, and arrest, prevent these attacks. Now, we had this period where it seemed like things were calming down after what happened in London, right, in Europe. In fact, many the reports were saying, and this was like BBC and others, that because August is the European tourist month, people were looking in Europe, okay, where can I go that hasn't had these Islamic terror attacks?
Right.
On a mass scale. Well, there's a couple of countries right there. Spain, which has always been popular right. with Europeans, basically take the whole month of August off, and Italy. So I think in a sense the terrorists are trying to take down these countries one by one so that none of these Western European countries feel safe to take a vacation to. They are targeting tourists, which means they're not just targeting Spaniards. They yeah. know they're going to kill people from all over the world, including in this situation they've killed an American.
All right, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast over at Facebook, you got it. Over at Periscope, you've got it. Over at Sirius XM, we've got it. And a lot of our stations are now carrying the full hour. You can also go over to ACLJ.org. You can get it by audio or video or both. You can see the TV version of it as well live in between when we're discussing. So, again, we encourage you to follow us on our social media platforms if you're losing us here. We've got a lot more ahead. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. It's 1-800-684-3110. And we'll also want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We filed that brief at the Supreme Court yesterday. ACLJ.org. We're in our matching challenge campaign. We're also fighting on these issues of genocide, what's going on to religious minorities, including Christians, Yazidis, and others in the Middle East. That fight is ongoing as well. Your support at ACLJ.org makes a huge difference. Back with more in a moment.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice is now more important than ever, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255, or you can participate online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support.
the broadcast. Everyone, take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, that tune, Midnight Rider, by the, of course, originally done by the Allman Brothers, one of my favorite Allman Brothers. I went to law school in Macon, Georgia, so they're a Macon, Georgia band, so I've always put my Macon, Georgia heritage on there. We've had over 1 million views of that song on Facebook. That was our version of that by our Jay Sekulow band. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Look, I want to say this. We've got an American now that was killed in Barcelona. Jordan brought up something earlier in the last segment of the broadcast that's important here. This terror attack, which now ISIS has claimed responsibility for, fits a pattern, as Professor Hutchinson set forward last segment, of vehicular terror attacks, which you see that can cause mass damage very quickly. Now, CNN went on that and said, Wolf Blitzer made the statement that maybe Barcelona was somehow inspired by the terror attack in Charlottesville. I think it's the opposite way around. I think the utilization of the vehicle by the neo-Nazi terrorist in Charlottesville was inspired by what ISIS and radical jihadists have been doing. But again, CNN did not want to go to that at all. They didn't want to go there on that kind of analysis, which is what the analysis would be. In my mind, they're both terrorists. But again, I wanted to get that clear. Now, ISIS claim responsibility for this, and what we know right now is that there are the individual responsible is still at large. But they did do the terror sweep afterwards, yep, which is always the case here. And while I've been critical of that, not because they're not doing, I'm glad they're doing the sweep, but these people were all on lists every yep single time.
Bomb makers with their exploding themselves the same night of this attack. Another van attack that has killed a pedestrian happened last night in an area right outside of Barcelona where there were five yep terrorists in that vehicle that were also killed. I mean, we're talking a massive terror cell.
Yep.
And I want you to all understand that these terror groups are when they can, like in Berlin or in London or, you know, whether it's in Nice on Bastille Day or Berlin in the Christmas market or Las Ramblas in Spain, these are areas they know they are not just going to be killing and injuring Spaniards or Germans or French people. They are going to be injuring people from all over and killing people from all over the world. So it is global terror when they target popular tourist locations or popular celebrations for holidays. I mean, they look to these events and we got through Bastille Day, you know, without major attacks right there. Got UK, things started to calm down.
Like a couple in a row.
But then with Barcelona, this in Spain,
back up.
You can kind of check off the list of countries now in Europe which have had these massive Islamic terror attacks. We're not talking about one guy with a gun.
We're following
this
story in Finland. We don't know anything more about that. Logan, do we have any comments you want to get to, or do you want to grab a phone call here with 1 minute to 50 seconds to go?
Let's take a quick call. Go to Victor in Manhattan. You're on the air.
Hi, Victor. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Hi, guys. Listen, yeah. Yahweh Yeshua bless both of you.
Thanks.
Here's what I wanted to ask you. One comment, one question, Jay. One comment is about, you know, I switch around the channels
yep
for the last week or two with CNN and Fox. CNN has become just an attack dog with this Don Lemon and a few others that just want to destroy the president's character. That's my comment. The other one is the question is, Jay, being that you're on the inside close advisor to the president, are they working on the shadow government, Jay, to get rid of
I'm one of the presidents on the legal team on the Bob Mueller matter. So when you talk about the shadow government, we're involved with that in my capacity as the American Center for Law and Justice. And as you know, we had a huge victory where we uncovered the whole Clinton-Lynch meeting and what was going on and the way they were handling it as crisis media. And then the FBI reopened the case. We just got a major victory in our IRS case that we've not been able to even get to yet. I'll get it to the next segment, Victor, where we are now going to get even more discovery on what was going on in that targeting of conservative and Tea Party groups. So I'm talking to you there as my capacity as the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. And my advice to the president involves other matters. So, again, I just want to be clear on that. All right. So we're going into a break. Logan will take more calls and comments when we come back. I think we got a video coming up for our friends on Facebook and Periscope.
That's right. For those watching online, we don't go to break ever. We either play videos or we keep talking. Coming up next break, you'll have exclusive video running. So take a look at that. You can always give us a call. The phone lines are jammed. You can get your comments in on social media and join us there. It's at Facebook, Periscope, and Twitter, and you can find us up. One line is open, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice is now more important than ever. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. were successfully challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal courts, and were defending Israel at the United Nations. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can participate online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on this. We're taking your calls on our IRS. When I want to go to Than Bennett in our Office of Government Affairs in Washington, D.C. He's joining us right now from Washington. Than, we got an order yesterday in our IRS case. I want to go to that for a moment because this comes on the heels of our FOIA win, where we got the information, at least the initial stages of information about the whole Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton meeting on the tarmac. Then we had later in the week, we had the this week we had the FBI reopen its case. Then you had the FBI chief investigator on the case involving the Russia probe. He's now out of the case, and now we've got the IRS case where the Judge Walton yesterday issued an order saying we get more discovery. I know the Congress is out. Staffs are, a lot of them are traveling right now, but we just had a call from a caller, Victor just called, saying, what about, you know, trying to fetter out what's going on in the deep state bureaucrats? I'd say we've had quite a week.
Yeah, the Congress may be gone, Jay, but the ACLJ is here, and the truth is it's been one of the biggest weeks on that front for us. You definitely mentioned the FOIA victory, but yesterday in a D.C. Circuit Court, Judge Reggie Walton did order more discovery in that case, and Jay, I would tell you this. One of the things that the judge ordered the IRS to turn over to us, there's a list of six things, but one of them is the specific employees and their reasons and methods involved for targeting conservatives. Now, we've been engaged in this case for a long time, but from day one, we have said that if we're ever going to make sure we get to the bottom of this and make sure that it never happens again, we have to know who was involved so that, A, they can be removed, and, B, future employees will have a disincentive from doing it. This is a very big win on that front.
I mean, folks, understand is one of the things we've been trying to, when we talk about the deep state, you want to find who implemented a policy or procedure that resulted in this kind of action. And now we know. Without any question, we know. I should say, we're going to know because they've ordered the discovery. I mean, we have some already, but now we're going to get it even deeper. So this is, it's a very significant win in that regard. I mean, really significant win.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the judge has said, has required the IRS to answer this question. How has the IRS tried to prevent a repeat of this? Now, this goes specifically to evidence we have, because we have an email from Holly Paz, who was a Lois Lerner top aide, saying, we will have to approve the majority of the C-4 applications, but we'll also refer these organizations to the review of operations for follow-up in a later year. So the judge is saying, how is the IRS going to prevent this from happening in the future to conservative groups when the IRS official said, we're going to approve them and then put them up for review?
Yeah, and it'll take it a step further, and then this is information that makes absolute sense that you would get. So the good news is we're getting it, and hopefully we'll get this matter. Now, we've won it at the Court of Appeals. We're now at the District Court finding out the additional aspects of the case. But again, this has been a great week for the American Center for Law and Justice on the legal front. on our cases. So that's good. On the terrorism front, whether it's Charlottesville or Spain or any of the other places that are, and possibly Finland, the fact is that we've got to be aware that whether it's radical jihadist terrorists or whether it's, you know, nationalists or neo-Nazis, that they're going to utilize any method they can. They're going to utilize vehicles. You see the kind of damage it does, the loss of life, and now it's an American in Spain. All right, let's go ahead. We got some phone lines open, Logan. I know we got calls and comments coming in, 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go to Amy, who's calling from England. She's been on hold for a while, line five.
Wow.
Felt
okay.
Bad keeping you on hold for half
Amy,
an hour.
Sorry about that from England.
Now I feel really... That's okay, Jay. Hello.
I'm going to send you all of our. I'm going to send you a library of our books. You've been on the hold for 30 minutes for me.
Take a while to get out of customs.
Get out of customs a little bit, but we're going to get them to you. But go ahead, Amy.
So hang on after your comments and get your address.
Yeah, hang on after your call, and when we're done talking, so that we can get your address and everything. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing for
start.
Secondly, Jay, just by the way, the Finland. There's reports that he shouted out the usual thing that they shout out before they.
Allahu Akbar. There's been reports that some say it was Allahu Akbar, some say it was a Finnish statement phrase that said "watch out." But we don't think we have any verification on that. That's the only reason, Amy, we've been hesitant in reporting it.
It's likely something like that. I mean, like we said yesterday, it's more likely than not you work from the terror, Amy.
Yeah, we always start with that proposition. Yep, go ahead, Amy.
I think we may have lost Amy. Amy, call us back if you can so we can get you a book. Unfortunate, but there you go. Let's move on. Let's go to Jeff, who's calling in Pennsylvania on line 6. And, hey, some phone lines are open, so give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah,
hey,
hopefully
Jay,
I'll be able
to make it.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, listen, you ask, why did Wolf Blitzer do this? I don't think there's a complex answer to this. I think it's very simple. You know, Joseph Goebbels said, tell a lie long enough and people will believe it. We have a generation of young people and now middle-aged people who do not critically think. So that 1% or that half of 1% will listen to this and they will take it as gospel, and it will simply inflame those on the left who want to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, except it's so nonsensical, Jeff, to say that. I mean, if you would have said the neo-Nazi terrorist in Charlottesville did a copycat of ISIS and their method of using vehicular homicide or vehicular terror attacks, turning vehicles into weapons, I would say, well, yeah, I could see the connection there. Not on their philosophical difference or approach, but on their methodology. But to say that was Barcelona inspired by Charlottesville? I mean, there's no credibility in a statement like that at all. Zero, none, period. I mean, I appreciate the calls. All right, we're taking more calls at 1-800-684-3110.
All right. Yep. Phone lines are open if you want to give us a call. There are a lot of comments coming in. A lot of people asking updates on the IRS case.
Okay. So let's go back. I think it's important to go through this. Let me say something here. And first, Van, what is the reaction right now? And I mean, I know they're gone, but we've had two pretty big wins in this IRS case, the Court of Appeals, and now back at the district court. We sent it back to the district court for us to proceed. We reversed them. They said they were serious statutory and constitutional issues that we raised. Then Judge Walton yesterday issuing an order saying we get discovery, and the IRS has to name the individuals responsible for developing and implementing the policy. That's a huge win. What is the temperature read, so to speak, in Washington on this IRS matter? Because people are still concerned. I tell you, our audience is still concerned about it, our members.
Yeah, the reaction is going to be very strong, Jay, because to be honest with you, the congressional investigations have hit a dead end. They are not getting anywhere, and quite frankly, even the personnel turnover at the IRS has not happened as a result of their investigation. So the order yesterday, how we're going to interface it with Congress, we're going to go back to them, and when we get this information that the court has ordered about who was involved, who specifically, we're talking about the bureaucrats by name, that's what the judge ordered, and why they did this. And we know that it was because of viewpoint targeting. But when we get that, Jay, we're going to give that to the Congress as ammunition for making changes, because, again, the only way we prevent this from happening going forward is to make sure that the people involved were removed and that new employees at the IRS know that they cannot do this moving forward. The two things we needed to do that were the who and the why, and yesterday the judge ordered the IRS to give us both of those things.
And let me say, and I think Amy's back on the line from England, so we'll go right back to her in a moment. Let me just say, Dad, this is how you get rid of the deep state, because Judge Walton is saying, IRS, you must identify the employees, the bureaucrats, who did this. And what does that mean? You will have cause to then fire those bureaucrats if they have not already been let go from their position. So by unmasking, if you will, the IRS bureaucrats behind this targeting of conservatives, 4 years later, it's how you start clearing out the swamp. It's a long battle. We were fighting this battle before President Trump was in office, but it is a long battle. Let's go over to Amy, though. She's calling to join us from England.
Sorry we lost you there, Amy. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know where I was in my rant before.
No, you talked about Finland. We broke in to say that we couldn't determine what was happening
just
in Finland.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
And start if you
deserve to get time, so go ahead.
Oh, thank you. What I'm saying is that a couple of years ago, ISIS said that they were going to send their soldiers amongst the refugees across the Mediterranean. And nobody's screening these people coming across the Mediterranean. They've flooded Europe. And now we are paying the price with Finland, with Germany, with France, with England, with, you know, and it's happening. And yet today still we're having on the radio, what can we do? We don't know what's causing this. Why are they doing this? I'm like, yes, we do know. ISIS said they're going to send these people, and they've sent them, and they're amongst us, and they know who they are. It's just, it's mad.
Well, go ahead. I want you to finish.
I feel like a sitting duck, because the same thing as with London and everything else. All we're doing is lighting candles, laying flowers, holding hands, standing together, solidarity. You know,
where are you calling? Where, Mamie? What part of? You're in what part of England are you in?
I'm just on the south coast, about an hour from London.
Okay, so because I look at the attacks in London and in Manchester that you've had, and you raise a really important and significant point, and that is the what I would call the post hoc reparation or reconnaissance or surveillance that's done with these after the fact roundups. That's what becomes so frustrating. Initially, there were reports, and obviously there's a lot more than this, Amy, because initial reports from MI5 was there's 3,000 to 4,000 terrorists in 3,000 to 4,000 terrorists in England that could be under surveillance, but they couldn't survey that more. Maybe there's a lot more than that, but again, this is a problem.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. It's one that we've been addressing on this broadcast. We will continue to address on this broadcast as well and discuss, because you must discuss these issues and you have to discuss the strategy. We have a new administration with a new approach. I think is doing a very good job at trying to keep America as safe as possible with our border security and, again, the travel pause, issues like that, targeting the countries of particular terrorist concern. We want to take more of your phone calls about this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Should we report this breaking news?
We'll do it when we come back.
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back. There's some White House shakeup going on, which is breaking the news right now.
All right, we'll be right back with more on JSEC Your Life. Give us a call right now. I think we got a video, though, coming up for those watching on.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice is now more important than ever. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're successfully challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. And we're defending Israel at the United Nations. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a vital role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can participate online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. It's our last segment of the broadcast, so we take your calls on any topic. Than Bennett is here. Hey, Than, is there, you know, what is the, just for one moment right now, well, Logan said don't say any topic.
Not any topic.
I can't give medical advice.
We have standards. I don't know if that's legal for you to give medical advice on the radio.
Well, you can give it that you're not actually a doctor. You
should say I'm not a doctor.
It's like Larry King with the garlic. Garlic.
I love garlic. I mean, I don't use it, but I mean, I've heard it's very good for your heart.
Oh, that's, see, you just
I'm now going to get in trouble. Okay. All right. This is Friday.
If you're listening, garlic.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
All right. We're taking.
Garlic, you're on the
air.
Let's
take some call, then I'll go to Than. Let's take a call, then I'm going to Than. I'm getting myself.
Joe in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Joe, how's it going, guys? Really.
All right. I think Joe's having like a delay issue. Let's put Joe on hold, see if he's okay. Let's go to John in Oakland, California. John on line two, you're on the air.
Hey, John.
Hey, Jay. You guys, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You guys are inspiring me to learn more about the law.
Good.
I wanted to talk about the comment that Wolf Blitzer gave. Maybe he knows that if he ties our domestic terrorism to the Islamic terrorism, that he would then have to kind of support Trump and the things we're doing over here.
Well, he will not, that is not going to happen. But I will tell you what is ironic to me is to say, to even ask the question, was Barcelona inspired by Charlottesville? I mean, methodology was originated, by the way, by the radical jihadists and the neo-Nazis took a version, did their own version of it. So, I mean, it was a ridiculous statement, but it shows the ridiculous nature of it. Let's go to Than for a moment here, because Than, I want to get a sense. What is with staff's gone, but people are talking, I know that. What is your sense of what's happening?
Well, look, so Pember is going to be very busy on a number of domestic fronts. I mean, obviously, you've got health care and taxes out there, but also the debt ceiling and the budget bills. But, Jay, I think the news of this week will have to focus both Congress and the president as the commander-in-chief on issues of national security. You had a caller in the last segment talking about refugee flow. And, Jay, this is something we've been working on for a long time. If you look at the migration flows in Europe, where are all of those refugees and others from the terror regions going? They're going to the areas that are now being attacked. So I think that people in Washington, D.C. are going to come back to town and they're going to be forced to answer that question. Are we going to follow Europe or are we going to learn the lesson from them? I think that's really going to move to the top of the agenda when they return.
All right, let's go right by the phones, Logan.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Joe in California on line one.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Can you hear me better this time?
Begin.
Cool. Hey, I wanted to thank you for taking my call and thank you for everything you guys do. And one of the things that occurred to me when I heard Wolf Blitzer make that comment last night was something that I've heard other places talk about, and that is that the news media is possessed with Trump deranged syndrome. If there's anything that they can do to try to tie something back to President Trump as being the cause of it, that's what they're going to do.
Well, I mean, but what's so nonsensical about that, Joe, I mean, it, to me, completely nonsensical, is to take the horrific incident in Charlottesville, which I consider an act of terror, and where they utilized a methodology of terror that they copied from radical groups like ISIS and the ones that were doing in Israel. It's been going on for over a decade. And then say, it begs the question, or it asks the question, were the Barcelona attacks inspired in some sense by Charlottesville? And it's completely the opposite of all of that. And I think this is the nature of what you have here. So again, I want to be clear on that. I consider them both acts of terror and they're equally horrific. The question with the methodology issue and to say that one inspired the other, that Barcelona was inspired by Charlottesville, I thought was nonsensical, frankly. That's my view.
All right, let's continue on. Hey, phone lines are open if you want to get your voice heard because we just cleared some of them out. 1-800-684-3110. Last chance for the week. Let's go to Lois in Oregon on line three.
Hey, Lois.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Say, I think I'm just going to repeat what Joe just said because that makes perfect sense to me. If they can link Charlottesville with Barcelona, they can blame it on Trump because they blame Charlottesville on Trump. So I thought that was probably going to be his next statement.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The fact is that, and I've said it, I said it the very first day the incident in Charlottesville happened, I said that was not free speech. Taking a vehicle, using it as a weapon, which is an ISIS model, I mean, that's how they've and jihadists have been doing that for, like I said, a decade, and running it through pedestrians for the purposes of killing a pedestrian, injuring pedestrians, is an act of domestic terrorism, no question. And I think the FBI should not be the only... I think they need to be doing the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia, of course, is going to investigate. But I think the FBI needs to have a full investigation of this and prosecutions, both on civil rights and terrorism and whatever other statutes might apply in this context. So that's my view. That's how I see it. That's the position that we're advocating at the ACLJ. The federal government should be investigating and prosecuting there as well.
All right, let's go to Daniel, who's calling in Florida on line one. Daniel, you're on the air.
Hi, Daniel.
Yes, sir. Hi, Jay. My question is, how do we win the hearts and minds of the people? How do we win this battle against the propaganda? It seems to me the people on the left are organized, but the people on the right are not organized.
Well, I'd say this, Daniel. The people on the left are organized at protesting. The people on the right win elections. So we, I think, can only blame House Republicans, Senate Republicans, for not getting legislation done. Because ultimately, it's not really about talking points and agenda items. It's about getting legislation done. And I blame Republican leaders for that, specifically in the Senate. The House was able to get things moving. The Senate was not. They are ultimately responsible. Daniel, don't remember, conservatives keep winning election after election. At some point, people are not going to show up anymore to vote because they're going to think, okay, so what? So long as people like Mitch McConnell are running things in the Senate, if I keep electing these Republicans, will anything actually get done? Will they ever do what they promised to do? And so I think that's how you win the war for the hearts and minds, by getting to implement your policies and showing people that what they say about your policies is not true, that your policies will actually help people in small businesses, that your policies will make people have better health care. And we have the potential to do that now. We don't need to win more elections right now to do that. We've got the Republican House, the Republican Senate, and a Republican president who said he's got his pen and is ready to sign it. These tax reform into law, economic reforms, health care reforms. But our Congress cannot get it done, and it's a Republican Congress. So I don't blame liberal protesters or the liberal media. I blame Republicans, mainstream establishment Republicans, for not getting the job done.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to just say that this is, I think, the fundamental problem when you run on a platform that says get the House, get the Senate, get the White House, things will get done. You get it, and then nothing gets done.
Jordan's absolutely right when it comes to elected officials. And Jay, the only way we correct that, unfortunately, is going to have to be in primaries. You got to hold elected officials responsible. One other thing I would add, Jay, when it comes to unelected bureaucrats, the way you win, the way you clean the swamp, the way you actually move people out who are engaging in this, you engage in lawsuits against the IRS. You find out who they are so that they can be removed.
So recapping that, we got a big order from a district judge, a U.S. District Judge, Washington, D.C., Judge Walton yesterday, saying name names. IRS, got to tell us who was the one who came up with this policy, who are the ones implementing it. Big win, following our FOIA win on the Clinton tarmac issue with President Clinton, Clinton Lynch. It's a big week of victories in court for the ACLJ. And again, our thoughts and prayers with those that were subject to the terror attack in Barcelona, Charlottesville, and maybe even now looks like Finland. Logan, a lot of ways for people to stay engaged with us.
That's right. If you need to catch up with us during the weekend, make sure you follow us on all social media outlets, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter. Search for either Jay Sekulow, ACLJ, at Jordan Sekulow, at Jay Sekulow, at Logan Sekulow. Download the ACLJ app on your iPhone, your iPad, or Apple TV, and get the Roku channel in the Roku channel store. You can also subscribe to the Jay Sekulow Live podcast and find everything at ACLJ.org.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice is now more important than ever, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255, or you can participate online at aclj.org. Thank you very much for your support.